Chapter 14. And Hiram the king of Tyre proceeded to send messengers to David, and cedar timbers, and builders of walls, and workers in wood, to build him a house. And David came to know that Jehovah had firmly established him as king over Israel, for his kingship was highly exalted on account of his people Israel. And David went on to take more wives in Jerusalem, and David came to be father to more sons and daughters. And these are the names of the children that became his in Jerusalem: Shammua and Shobab, Nathan and Solomon, and Ibhar and Elishua, and Elpelet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhiah, and Elishama, and Baaliada, and Eliphelet. And the Philistines got to hear that David had been anointed as king over all Israel. At that, all the Philistines came up to look for David. When David heard of it, then he went out against them. And the Philistines for their part came in and kept making raids in the low plain of Rephaim. And David began to inquire of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you certainly give them into my hand?" At this Jehovah said to him, "Go up, and I shall certainly give them into your hand." So David went up to Baal Perazim, and there got to strike them down. At that David said, "The true God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a gap made by waters." That is why they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. Consequently, they left their gods there. Then David said the word, and so they were burned in the fire. Later, the Philistines once again made a raid in the low plain. At that David inquired again of God, and the true God now said to him, "You must not go up after them. Go around from directly against them, and you must come at them in front of the baker bushes. And let it occur that when you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the baker bushes, then you go out into the fight, because the true God will have gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines down." So David did just as the true God had commanded him, and they went striking down the camp of the Philistines from Gibeon to Geza. And David's fame began to go out into all the lands, and Jehovah himself put the dread of him upon all the nations.